Hey everybody, it's Dan. So in today's video I want to talk to you about your beliefs around money and why it's stopping you from getting wealthy.
So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast.
Hey everybody, hope you're well today. So cracking day today, it's a Friday. But I was just thinking about beliefs and money and all of those things that we've got around beliefs around money, and you know, the kind of end consequences of what those thought processes actually end up with in real life. And you know, we've been very fortunate because we've had our ups and our downs financially, but we have had more ups than downs, and it's led us to this point where we live in Spain, the Mediterranean, just there right in front of me as I'm off to the supermarket. And we're also very lucky because we've also done an awful lot of work around belief systems and values and core values and all of that funky stuff through NLP. And we've used NLP to help us get through some of the times where we were struggling. We were struggling with money, we were struggling with just our values, we were struggling with our self-belief. And people have a lot of beliefs around money, and generally those beliefs are actually inbuilt from when we were a kid. Like 7 or 8 years of age is when our beliefs around money really solidified. And by solidified, I mean what happens is we have something called a critical faculty that kind of grows inside our head. And it's like a metal bar that separates your conscious mind and your unconscious mind. And it gets us critical thinking. I'm just getting rid of that sunlight there, because the sunlight, I can see that popping through there. Don't get me wrong, I like the sun. It makes it look like I've got a halo. There you go, that'll do. But on a belief system, it starts from when we were younger. You know, you might have an uncle that earned 30 grand a year, and you're like, oh my gosh, 30 grand a year, that's such a lot of money. And yeah, it was when you were 8. Now, you're 42, or whatever age you are, it's not that much money. And you now need to change the way in which you're doing stuff. You need to change your thoughts and feelings around money. Because if you don't do that, you're constantly going to be thinking that £30,000 is a lot of money. Well, it's not. And, you know, think about it back. 30 grand, 50 grand, 80 grand, is that even a lot of money? And it's not, is it? Not really. I'm just going to take this guy who's doing like 1 mile an hour. Who's got time for that? No one's got time for that. So, from a money point of view and an income point of view, it's about resetting what we would call your financial thermostat. Your financial thermostat is telling you how much money is an appropriate amount of money to make, and how much is too much, and how much is too low. And actually doing some work on your financial thermostat will change how much money you can actually make. You see, it's not how skilled you are. We all know plenty of people without skills who are making a ton of cash. And you're like, what on earth? And we know people who are as qualified as you. You might sell something for 1,000, they're selling it for 5. Are they any better at it? No. Do they get clients at 5 grand? Yes. But they're not better than you. In fact, they're distinctly worse than you are. And what enables them to do it? It's confidence about the ability to charge that. Where does that confidence come from? Well, it could be stupidity, it could be. Or it could be that their financial thermostat is actually stuck at 5 grand, whereas yours is stuck at 1 grand. And then an extension of that is that they also might see someone who's doing 10 grand for the same work, and yet they're worse than they are, who are worse than you are. It's got nothing to do with your talents. It's got to do with how confident you are. It's got to do with your relationship around your belief system with money. And if you don't spend some time working on belief systems, then you're not going to get to the level that you're hoping to get to. So with a belief system, some people think that the belief system is given to you and you just have it and it's part of you and that's it. Except we know that that's not the case. We know that your belief system can absolutely change. I know when I played basketball and I felt really good, and my belief system is high, I come out and score 30, 40 points, not a problem. And then I've had it other times when my belief system has been so low, fundamentally it's not changed. I've not got worse the following week, suddenly, after playing for 20 years. I've not got worse, nor have I improved. I'm just the same as I was last week. But what's the difference that makes a difference? It's your belief systems around that. And it's the same with your financial thermostat, and it's the same with your business confidence. So if you've not actually spent any time working on your belief systems, I think in order for you to be a well-rounded business person, a property investor, a wealth creator, an entrepreneur, you need to have well-rounded everything. You've got to be good at your skill set. You've got to be good with your budgets. You've got to be good with your time management. And you've got to be good with your belief system. Because your belief system is going to basically make or break your success as a business owner, an investor, a wealth creator. So look, I hope that's useful. Nice quick one there. Just about belief systems. It's so important. We don't talk about it enough. I definitely don't talk about it enough with you guys. And I think that's something that needs to change. And we'll try and get more belief system type stuff in there, because it's one of the keys to success. All right, hope that's useful. We'll speak to you soon. Take care.
Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.